In just a minute, we're going to ask our panelists what souvenirs Mitt Romney will bring back from his trip abroad. But first, let me tell you, support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, an advocate for homeownership. More at houselogic.com/homeownership. Esurance, offering online tools and 24/7 service, insurance for the modern world. More at esurance.com. And Carnegie Corporation of New York, a foundation created to do what Andrew Carnegie called real and permanent good, celebrating 100 years of philanthropy. Wait, don't tell me, is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Godica writes our limericks, our house manager is Don Hall, our intern is Mackenzie Van Engelenhoven, our web guru is Beth Novi, engineers include Lester Larchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Special thanks this week to Mr. Peter Gwynn. Technical direction is from Lorna White, our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog, the executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will Mitt Romney bring back from his trip abroad? Simon Amstell.
Where's he going?
Kerry O'Connor.
Pippa Middleton's bottom.
What will she do without it? And Mo Rocca.
Luxembourg, for Mrs. Romney to put in the backyard under a gazebo.
And if Romney brings back any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Carl Castle. Thanks also to Mo Rocca, Kerry O'Connor, and Simon Amstell. Thanks to all of you for listening. I am Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. This is NPR.